So let me explain something. There's a path, and everybody's got to walk the same path, but some people diverge off the path. They go down the anti-path. So what is the path? The path is a path towards the mind of Christ. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? Enoch walked with God and was not. You either walk the path or you walk the anti-path. There's no other choice, you know. The path or the anti-path? The mind of Christ or the anti-Christ? We know where the Antichrist path leads. It leads to self-worship and self-glory and a works-based salvation. The true path leads to faith alone in Jesus alone, the finished work. Not self-glory, but glory going to God, you know. That's the true path. You can know what a Wiccan's thinking before you even, if somebody says, I'm a Wiccan, you already know what they believe because they all go the same path. It's a fractal. The Bible says you know all things in Christ. This is how you know what the Wiccans believe. This is how you know what the Gnostics believe. This is how you know what the New Age believe. You already know what they believe, that they can bring the age of Aquarius through love. And your truth, accept your truth. This is the political game going on right now. Accept us the way we are, even in our lies and even in our fake reality. But the bubble's got to burst. Your fake reality's got to burst, Wiccan. Just like the WandaVision series, they're telling you what's happening right there. The political liars, their bubble's got to burst eventually. The gaslighter, eventually, the bubble has to burst. Just a matter of time. It's just a matter of cycles. When people wake up to it. They hate Yahweh. They hate God. I'm talking about the Wiccans. They hate the Pa. They want to usurp the Pa. It goes back to Genesis 3. Everything goes back there. The Wiccans started. The Wiccans will say, well, we're the oldest religion. Not really, but if you wanna believe that, that's fine, because it goes back to Genesis 3 where Eve was dropped down because she believed a lie. And then after that, God made a way of escape. He gave them a covering. He went and killed an animal as a type and shadow of Christ going to the cross. And he gave them a covering, the blood covering. So anyway, it actually all started at the same time. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world, it all started then. It was faith alone and Jesus alone from the beginning. So you had the types and the anti-types happen at the same exact time. Those that choose to go to hell, it's their choice, by rejecting Jesus, they have to become a sacrifice, a sweet-smelling offering that rises up forever, because it has to be a continual thing because they didn't go to the finished work. They didn't go to the finished work. So it has to burn forever. Because they're trying to do it by their own strength. And their own good deeds. It's a trip when you see through it. You see through their lies and their delusions, you know. The path. As you walk the path, you start to see more. The more you walk that path, the more clearly everything becomes. You start to see clearly. I was thinking about this earlier today. Reverse. There's really no reverse. You're just reversing. You don't go in reverse. You just reverse. Till you get it right. Just repeat it till you get it right. Reverse is reversing. It's already in verse. You're just reversing. You think you're going backwards, but you're not. You're just reversing what you've already been through. So that you get it right. That's all. To think contrary to the world, you have to cut the world off, you know. The worldly wisdom is actually a joke, but it's also your worst enemy. Once you see through it, you'll realize it's all a joke. But until you see it, it's your worst enemy because it's an indoctrination. So get on the path and start walking the path. And then your mind will start to open.